شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى
Quranic good news. Dear listeners, we human beings become happy and hopeful when we hear good news from a friend or a relative, let alone if we hear such news from the Almighty. In Ayah 114 of Surah Hud of the Holy Quran, the Almighty says, And keep up prayer in the two parts of the day and in the first hours of the night. Surely good deeds take away evil deeds. That is a reminder to the mindful. Once, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, asked a group of Muslims, Do you know which ayah is the most hope-inspiring ayah of the Holy Quran? Some of them mentioned ayah 48 of Surah Nisa that reads, Surely Allah does not forgive that something is associated with him and forgives anything else. Some others recited ayah 10 of the same surah, And whoever does evil or wrongs himself, then asks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah forgiving, merciful. Somebody else read Ayah 53 of Surah Zumar. Say, O my servants, who have been extravagant against yourselves, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Surely Allah forgives all sins. Still others recited Ayah 134 of Surah Ali Imran. And those who, when they commit an indecency or wrong themselves, remember Allah, then ask forgiveness for their sins. And who forgives the sins but Allah? Then Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, said, I heard the Messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, saying, The most hope-inspiring ayah in the Quran is this ayah. And keep up prayer in the two parts of the day and in the first hours of the night. Surely good deeds take away evil deeds. That is a reminder to the mindful. Then the Prophet continued, O Ali, by God who raised me amongst the people as a giver of good news and a warner, When one performs ablution for prayer, his sins fall down. And when he turns towards Qibla, he becomes pure. O Ali, the maintainer of daily ritual prayer is like the one who washes himself five times in the stream that runs in front of his house. In Ayah 114 of Surah Hud of the Holy Quran, the Almighty points to performing daily ritual prayer and then points to the impact of righteous deeds in erasing the effects of evil deeds. This divine promise removes concern from human beings. One of the main concerns of human beings is evil deeds and sins. No doubt, any sin creates a dark point in the heart and spirit. If this dark point persists and the individual continues committing sins, it will have a bitter impact on him. But a good deed that has been done sincerely for God's sake will purify the individual and will remove his sins. As the impact of righteous deeds has been mentioned immediately after prayer, one can conclude that prayer has a strong educational impact. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says about this ayah, "Prayer has a luminosity that removes darkness, annihilates evils, and erases the effects of sins from the heart. Human beings may be polluted anyway and may commit flaws. If you are devoted to prayer, your luminosity will remain and sin will not have the opportunity to influence your soul." Dear friends, carnal desires and satanic intentions are always active and try to lead humans astray. The first fortress that these evil forces target is the willpower. Once this fortress is shaken, human being is easily captivated and enslaved. This may lead him to decadence and ultimate collapse and misery. Daily ritual prayers help us remember God repeatedly and be in communion with the source of power. This bond will strengthen our willpower and will enable us to overcome carnal desires. That's why ritual prayer is considered as the most effective remedy for carnal diseases. According to the narrations of the Prophet and the infallible imams of his household or Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, every sin creates a dark point in the human heart. If the individual does not remove it and commits more sins, his heart will get darker and darker and will have very destructive results. But daily ritual prayer obliterates sins and illuminates the heart. The great companion of the Holy Prophet Salman al-Farsi says, "Once I was sitting beside the Holy Prophet under a tree. The Holy Prophet took a dry twig from the tree and shook it so that all of its leaves fell down. Then he said, 'Salman, don't you ask why I did this?' I said, 'You say, O Messenger of God.' He said, 'When a Muslim performs ablution correctly and then performs 5 times daily prayer, his sins will fall just like the leaves of this twig fell.' Then he recited Ayah 114 of Surah Hud. The hope in the divine mercy and favour in the issue that those who fast in the month of Ramadan have experienced it more than any other time. The noble Quran in many ayahs makes human beings hopeful of the infinite divine mercy, favour and magnanimity, and prevents them from being desperate. In fact, hope is the engine towards sublimity and eternal salvation. That's why despair has been considered as the greatest sin in Islamic teachings. Basically, religious instructions motivate human beings and remove the factors that make him indolent and idle. These instructions give hope and promise a blissful future in paradise for those who strive hopefully in the way of the Almighty.